The Conservative government is looking to revamp Canada's policy towards China. Canada has long been pushing for China to address its human rights problems and open up to democracy. What's different now is the approach. While former Prime Minister Jean Chrétien led trade missions to the country, Prime Minister Stephen Harper has yet to meet directly with any high-ranking Chinese officials. And as James Fitzmaurice reports, Harper's government is under pressure as a result.
Conservative MP Raheem Jaffer headed up a Canadian parliamentary delegation to Taiwan last week. Like dozens of other MPs who have made the trip in recent years, he was impressed.
Taiwan is an incredible success story on so many fronts. When you look at what they've been able to do in such a short period of time of evolving their democracy, but also creating such a vibrant economy.
The sponsor of Jaffer's delegation is pleased with the results of its efforts, but it is still hoping for more. A group affiliated with the Taiwanese government brings about 20 Canadian MPs to the island each year. It is looking for support in its attempt to gain full independence from China, but it hasn't found it yet. In a recent interview with a Chinese newspaper, Prime Minister Harper reiterated the government's One China policy, meaning no special recognition or status for Taiwan. Foreign Affairs Minister Peter MacKay says that is Canada's long-standing position, and this government isn't ready to change it.
We are very interested in continuing good working relations, good trade relations, and at the same time raising issues of concern that include human rights issues.
Charles Burton says we will likely see a shift in Canada's policy for China.
The Conservative Party is still debating what sort of China policy is appropriate for Canada.
Burton teaches comparative politics at Brock University and served two tours in Canada's trade mission in China. He points out that the only member of the current government to visit China so far is Agriculture Minister Chuck Strahl. Burton says that shows Harper isn't ready to engage the Chinese yet.
The Conservative government is carefully reconsidering the best way to approach China consistent with the principles of that political party.
Earlier this year, MacKay openly accused China of running an organized ring of industrial espionage in Canada. And other members of the government haven't been shy about criticizing China's human rights record and have been aggressively pushing for it to open its doors to democracy. But so far, Ottawa hasn't been willing to meet face to face with the Chinese to put that message directly to them. James Fitzmaurice, CBC News, Ottawa.